It's been a while since I posted one of these. Oh, I miss it. Oh, fuck. Today we're gonna do it a little bit differently. Today we're gonna do something that is maybe kind of a little improvisational. Not in the way you're used to. Today, I want you lovely people listening to explore a little kink with me. To go through a scenario in my mind. And to cast yourself as the other character. You know, kind of like we do with the improvs or the script fills. But this, my dears, is just me letting my imagination go and touching myself, playing with myself and my toys. Yes. Today you're gonna help me explore my daddy kink. No, I think I've made it clear in another one of these that I don't mean my father. That is not my preference. I mean my daddy, which is a little different. No, you can cast yourself in whatever kind of role you want. But I'm gonna think of you as maybe one of my friend's dads, or one of my father's friends, or a neighbor who's watched me grow up. Whatever it is. I used to be a little girl, and now I am very clearly not one. Now, I'm going to classes at the local university, and drinking and having sex. And I'm working hard, and I'm doing my best. And you try to keep a handle on your feelings. You remember that time that you found me on the ground crying in the rain when I was a kid. A block from my house with a bunch of wet mail. Because I tried to get the mail from the mailbox and I tripped. And I fell, and I couldn't stop crying, so you picked me up, and you carried me home. You try to keep in mind that little girl, but instead, you can't help but notice, when I'm wearing a tight t-shirt and no bra, and my nipples are poking through. Or my short little skirts that barely cover my ass. Or the way that I flip my hair and I look at you in the eyes and I talk to you so intensely. How sometimes I make you laugh. You look at my beautiful face, and you can't help but think what it would be like to put your cock in my mouth. You know it's wrong, but you can't help yourself. Still, you try to be kind one day, and I tell you that I have a lot of homework to do for school, and there are people at my house right now, and I'm gonna be working past when the library closes, and I was wondering if I could come over to your place and do some studying. You agree? After all, I've been over plenty of times before. You even make me my favorite cookies from when I was a kid. They're still my favorite. So when I show up at your door in a tank top and short shorts that are comfy and cozy but do not hide my ass very well, and my hair pulled up into a messy bun ready to work, the first thing I do is I go into the kitchen and I grab a cookie and I sit down at the table and I talk for a bit. And you can't help but notice the shape of my mouth. Think about it again. Think about how lovely it would look around your cock. So you get a little flustered. And you get up to leave and go do some work somewhere else. What you don't know is that I've noticed you looking at me for the last couple of years, watching my body move, staring into my eyes. I'm not dumb. And the thought of my and the thought of someone who I see almost like a dad to me, the thought of him wanting me, it turns me on. Then I have to work on my work anyway. So for the next couple of hours, I'm just sitting and working on my computer, and you're coming in and out of the room, just watching me work. Until at one point you close my laptop and you tell me that I've been working for hours and it's important to take a break. You ask if I wanna sit on the couch and watch some TV, if I'd like a glass of wine. And I say yes. That sounds lovely. But what I forgot was that I hadn't eaten very much that day. Aside from maybe breakfast and your cookie, so that wine goes straight to my head a lot faster than I expected it to. And I'm just a little bit tipsy. I'm feeling a little extra bold. And you've had a few beers yourself. And we're watching TV together. And I decide to take your arm and hold on to it. Pull it in between my tits and hug it. And lay my head on your shoulder. Your heart is racing. I've snuggled up to you before, but I haven't done it since I was a little girl. tits feel so good. You're not thinking clearly. And neither am I. As your hand goes down and you take hold of my thigh and start rubbing back and forth. And you accidentally let out a low moan as you look down and you see your arm pressed into my tit. I look up at you. And I giggle a little bit. I say, what was that? You are a little flustered. You forgot yourself for a minute. And you try to pull your hand away, but I hold your arm tighter. I look at you. Look at you in the eyes. And I say, do you want to touch me? I think I'd like it if you touched me, Daddy. And that is it. There's no more pretense about it. You dive into my mouth. And we go at it. Our tongues wrestling. And our hands all over each other. And you look away for a second, you say, we shouldn't be doing this. I've known you since you were little. You're like a daughter to me. And I say, yeah, but I'm not. I want this so bad. I want you so bad. Oh, fuck. So you push me to the couch, and you shove your hands up my shirt to grab my tits. And you growl in my ear. You say, call me Daddy again. And I say, oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. You're pinching my nipples. Oh, fuck. And biting my neck. And you tell me how you've been wanting to fuck me for so long. So I look at you and I say, so fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me. You rock hard. Put your hand on my panties and feel how wet I am for you, Daddy. You say, absolutely. But first, I really need to know how your lips look around my cock. And that is a very exciting thing for me to hear. I go to it immediately. And do your pants. And pull out your hard, throbbing cock. Such such a beautiful cock. I can't wait to get my mouth on it. I gently run my tongue up and down the bottom of it and just put my lips around the head and suckle on it a little bit. You moan. You moan my name. Looking down, my lips covering the tip of your cock, you put your hand down on my head and push it down onto your cock. And you keep going in and out, in and out. You can't control yourself. I look so good sucking your cock. So you just take my hair in your hands and you start fucking my face. Moaning my name. There you go, you say. Good girl. Oh, what a good little girl. And I'm moaning and gagging a little and slobbering all over your cock till it's dripping. And then I look up and I pull my mouth off of you and beg you to please, please fuck me. Please fuck me, Daddy. Please. Please. I need you. I need your cock inside me. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Oh, Daddy, yes. I'm trying to regain composure a little. I want to get to you fucking me before I come. So you flip me around and push me stomach down on the couch with my legs together. And you pin my hands behind my back and touch my wet pussy with your fingers so that I'm moaning and writhing and trying to get up, but you hold me down and you lean down and whisper in my ear, now, be a good girl for me. Daddy's gonna fuck you now. Oh, please fuck me, Daddy, yes. So I stick my ass in the air just a little bit so that you can spread apart my pussy. My tight pussy. And push your thick, wonderful cock into it. So you fuck me face down on the couch with my hands pinned behind my back. Me moaning for you. I'm gonna try and come now with that beautiful image in my mind. There's one thing I need you to do for me. Whenever you feel the urge, Because remember, you're imagining fucking me right now. I want you to imagine yourself leaning down and whispering in my ear, what a good girl I am. What a good little girl. Taking her daddy's cock so well. Just whenever you want. Oh, but I am so fucking horny. Knowing that you want to say that to me. And then I'll just be over here. Doing my part. Fucking myself with my toy. I'm thinking about how much I want daddy's cock inside me. Daddy, fuck me, yes. Fuck me, yes. Oh, Daddy. That for the first ramble fap in a few weeks, right? I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, Daddy. Well, until next time.